On the first day of Sukkot, the Tzemach Tzedek would begin to fabring Simchas Beis Hashayeva after Maariv of the second night. The fabrengen would be with Negunim and dancing. The Tzemach Tzedek himself would dance so hard that even the younger light could not keep up with his pace. During the fabrengen, the Tzemach Tzedek would explain in Yonim in Chassidus. After the fabrengen, the Tzemach Tzedek would learn a halacha in Choshen Mishpat with much iyun, in order that the Zeyah Shal Mitzvah, sweat of the mitzvah, should dry, and there shouldn't be a yinika lachitzeinu. The Yishami in the Sechta Sukkah explains why it's called Simchas Beis Hashi'eva, because from there one draws Ruach HaKodesh, for the Shechinah rests in a state of joy. And from there, the Navi Yoina ben Amitai merited to Hashra'at HaShechinah. The Rebbe Maharash would fabring Simchas Beis HaShi'eva on one of the nights of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. He would fabring for just 10 minutes. If the fabring lasted 15 minutes, then it was considered long. But his children, the Rebbe Rashab and the Razor, would fabring a lot. Until the year Tav Resh Nun Hei, the Rebbe Rashab would fabring Simchas Beis HaShi'eva one night, and sometimes two nights or more. He would take a lot of mashke and sing and dance for many hours, and sometimes for a whole night. The Friedeke Rebbe related, in the past years, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, would fabreng Simchas Beis HaShi'eva for the entire night. Many times he would cry so much at these fabrengens until his eyes and face became swollen. The Rebbe explains that even though in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the additional simcha of Simchas Beis HaShi'eva through the Chalil and other instruments began only on Mitzvah Yom Tov, Bizman Hazeh Kalkalaseinu Zui Takaseinu Takanaseinu, we have an advantage that the Simchas Beis HaShi'eva begins in many inyanim with a shturim from the first night of Sukkot. In the year of Hakel, Tav Shin Mem Aleph, the Rebbe instructed to dance in the street in the nights of Sukkot. From that year, the Rebbe would explain the Hashpizen and the Chassidus Hashpizen of that day. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that one who is Mevaze Es HaMoyadois doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Bar Tanuda explains this to mean one who does malacha on Chol HaMoed, or someone who acts in a vachidika way concerning eating and drinking during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara in Moed Katan brings the following incident. Rabbi Yannai had an orchard that the time to pick its fruits came out on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yannai picked the fruits on Chol HaMoed. The following year, everyone left their orchards to be picked on Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Yannai went and was mafkir his orchard, because through him there was a takala that everyone left their orchards to be picked for Chol HaMoed. The Alter Rebbe paskens in Shulchan Aruch that in Chol HaMoed there is a mitzvah asei of simcha, just like on Yom Tov itself. And on Yom Tov, one's clothing should be better than one's Shabbos clothing, because of the chiyuv of simcha. The Friedeke Rebbe would wear silk also the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and the Rebbe himself would do the same on Chol HaMoed. On the third day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Tav Shin Mem, when the Rebbe came into shul, he turned to the photographer, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Freidin, and said, "Today is Yom Tov. One should be dressed in Yom Tov clothing." The Tzemach Tzedek explains in a mimer that the avodah of Chol HaMoed is to make mundane and weekday into a Yom Tov. The Rebbe explains that in the days of Chol HaMoed, since one is asr to do any malacha, one has a chiyuv to learn Torah day and night mamish, just like someone whose work is done through others, as explained in Hilchos Tamat Torah. May we be zeicher to the ultimate simcha of the Geula Shleima with the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi right now. Hatzlacha Rabbah.